Welcome into Eat Drink Singapore here on CNA 938 with me, Justine. My first guest is a self-professed aficionado of Hong Kong's food and snacks. Carmen Quek loves Hong Kong, and before the pandemic, she used to frequent the country at least once a year, and she was missing the country's eclectic food scene when she went on the internet to search for some options here in Singapore. That was when she chanced upon Joy Luck Tea House's franchising opportunity. Now, within a month, she decided to become a franchisee and recently opened the Joy Luck Tea House at Sun Plaza. To share more is Carmen Quek of Joy Luck Tea House. Hello, Carmen.
Hi, I'm Carmen here.
Thank you so much for joining me on Eat to Drink Singapore today. Now, before we get on talking about the Joy Luck Tea House and what you offer in your new space at Sun Plaza, just talk about your love of food and of Hong Kong food.
Okay, actually, I've been like going food hunting in locally or when I travel to overseas.
Mm-hmm.
It's like food is always on the top list.
I know the feeling, but your love of food. I mean, local flavors. You also love Hong Kong flavors as well.
Yes, because it's very close to Singapore, so it's the Asian kind of food that really actually make me want to have more. And not grow tired of them, even though like I've been trying so many of the different type of foods.
That's fantastic, because I know that we'll talk about that your other job in just a moment. But talk about some memories of some local food and flavors for you when growing up here in Singapore.
Okay, the fried bee hoon, the putumayam, wonton mee, all this very local food that we have for breakfast, maybe lunch or even dinner.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so is it something that we're so lucky here that we go out and we can find all this food outside and buy it or, you know, dapao or have it in the hawker centres and food courts. But is it something you also cook? Do you get into the kitchen and cook food?
Yes, I do actually. For the present outlet, I do baking and all over, like all the overall, like the chee chong fans and drinks and everything. So I'm actually very hands-on in the shop itself.
Wonderful. I love all those Hong Kong snacks as well. Now, you've been working in the wholesale and import-export business.
Yes.
So when this opportunity came along, I know in my introduction I said that you were sort of on the internet to search for some options here, but talk about whether someone inspired you or what inspired you to take up this franchise opportunity.
Okay, because I Googled around and saw this Mr. Robert Chua. He's actually a local Singaporean, but he ventured out to Hong Kong, and he actually bring in this very fantastic brand, which consists of all the old brands of Hong Kong food into Singapore, whereby we don't have to travel, and now we can't travel.
Mm.
So bring them to Singapore to let the Singaporean try so near to our home is like really a fantastic choice.
Yeah, and I know that there's a few franchises now here in Singapore. What is it about, the offerings at Joy Luck Tea House that are so special?
Okay, because they are actually, like, say, the old brands, which is the egg tart, the brand, the drinks, and all from different old brands of Hong Kong. So they are actually authentic Hong Kong food, which we cannot have it really find in Singapore. So that inspired me to actually start off this Joy Luck Tea House.
Okay. So
yes. Are
you still doing your other work as well, your export, import business?
Yes, that's actually my business. I've been in this business for like 17 years with my husband.
Mm-hmm.
So while I'm busy right here at Joy Luck Tea House, my husband actually support me from behind and my team of staff that is at the other wholesale business.
Oh, that's good to hear. I was thinking, how are you juggling everything? You wouldn't be getting any sleep, Carmen. So what's your inspiration now? We'll talk about, your space, because it just opened recently.
Yeah.
But what is your inspiration now about running this business?
I think I want it to run really well, and I'm building a very good teamwork within the new staff itself.
Mm.
So even though we are like about 1 week-ish from opening, from last week, I think we are running the whole show quite well, from my view.
That's good. That's really good. And are they, your staff, are they, did they have to be, I mean, did you all have to be trained up? Because it is a, you know, you are a franchisee. Did you have to sort of, I guess, be trained up by not necessarily Robert himself, but other people?
Yes, we actually have to attend training in the outlet. And before the shop opening, we also have a pre-shop opening training to get all the staff to familiarize with all the different stations, how it works and how the workflow will go.
Mm-hmm.
So that when on our first day opening, we are more familiar with it. Although there might be some pick up because the real operation and training might be different in some way. But I guess all is quite smooth back till now.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah, that's good. Because I wanted to ask you actually is how true do you have to be to the menu that you would find in other, you know, in other Joy Luck tea houses? Is it a similar menu?
Okay, we all have the same menu, but for each outlet opening, we actually introduce a new product,
mm-hmm.
Which will be in the outlet maybe for 4 to 5 days, and the next following week will be available at all the outlets for all the different parts of Singaporeans to purchase and try it. And I think it's a fantastic idea because if you always have a fixed menu, then it will no longer be interesting anymore. So introducing new products to each different outlet will be fantastic too.
Yeah, and keep it fresh and sort of updated as well.
Yes.
And yours is when you opened, I think it was last week, wasn't it?
Yeah.
At Sun Plaza. You introduced crispy condensed milk buns.
Yes.
Tell us more about those.
Okay, this is actually a kind of a favorite bun in Hong Kong, whereby it will be like butter and condensed milk. So it's like a combination of salty and sweetness there, and it's crispy. So you will not go tired of it. When you have it hot and toasted, it's really, really nice.
You've got all those different textures and elements in there. Oh, it sounds absolutely delicious.
Yes.
You've mentioned a couple of other snacks that you enjoy, you know, in the past when we could all travel and used to go up to Hong Kong a lot. But what other favourites do you have? And what is so special about those Hong Kong, you know, snacks and food items?
Okay, actually, one of them is the curry itan, which is the curry fish ball.
Mm.
It's kind of different from the way our Singaporean, you know, the Pasar Malam kind of curry fish ball that we had.
Yeah.
Yeah, it actually tastes totally different because it's more to the Hong Kong taste. And I think even the curry texture is totally different, which is like a bit thicker than the usual one that we find in Singapore. And this is one of my favorite in the menu.
It sounds yummy.
I'm drooling now.
Oh, gosh, you're making me hungry as well. Now, when you say it's more to the Hong Kong taste, does that mean that they don't take the spice as much? Is it milder?
Okay, yes, it's milder. It's right, milder, and the curry flavor is, like, more in sync.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a different curry taste and flavor from the local curry.
Oh, okay. All right. Fantastic. You literally just launched Carmen, as we talked about. Tell us about the outlet. You know, describe it and why did you choose Sun Plaza?
Okay. Sun Plaza is a heartland mall, I can say. And I guess our shop location is really fantastic because it's like right next to the second unit from the main entrance. And I believe serving the heartland residents, whereby they can get access to our food, will be easier
mm-hmm.
for their breakfast, tea break, even for children to bring to school. Because Joy Luck Tea House offer products that is like a very everyday food and a comfort food for everybody.
Ah, okay. That's good to hear. You're listening to Eat Drink Singapore here on CNA 938 with me, Justine Moss, and I'm speaking with Carmen Quek, and she is of Joy Luck Tea House at Sun Plaza. She is a franchisee and just opened it last week, and she certainly knows her wonderful Hong Kong snacks and food. When we come back, we're going to talk about what else is on the menu and if she has a favorite and if she gets in the kitchen and helps her team, you know, rustle up these menu items. We'll come back and talk more in just a moment.
Saturdays on CNA 938, it's open house.
Our house in the middle of our street.
Join Susan Ng and Pei Fer Ning for the lowdown.
the delivery date is likely to be pushed back.
We are near to the vast expanse of nature reserve. It ranges from one bedroom all the way to our four bedroom penthouses.
Property news, condo and HDB updates, neighborhood profiles. Open House, Saturday mornings at 10 on CNA 938.
Welcome back into Eat Drink Singapore here on CNA 938. And I'm speaking with Carmen Quek of the Joy Luck Tea House at Sun Plaza, recently opened, in fact, just about a week ago. And Carmen, you're going through some items on the menu, as like those, the fishball curry. Mention a couple of other highlights that we can expect when we walk into there at Sun Plaza.
Okay. You will find egg tarts.
Mm-hmm.
The cookie tarts and the cookie kiskin egg tarts and chichong fan, and yeah, now I'm drooling. I can virtually see my foot now.
Do you know, I was thinking I probably wouldn't be able to ever own a restaurant because I'd be picking all the time. Do you find that when you're in there and you know, you're there with your team, you're just trying everything all the time?
I would.
Good on you.
Because the egg tart smell is like, you know, every time you start to bake a new batch of egg tart, it will like build out the whole shop and even the corridor of the mall.
Oh, but they just have such an amazing smell as well. So I can imagine the wonderful smells coming out of the Joy Luck Tea House at Sun Plaza. So you touched on this just briefly earlier. I mean, how often do you get in the kitchen with your team, Carmen?
I get in the kitchen every day.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yes, so I actually run the operation every day and I do all the station every day because we are a new team.
Mm.
So we will try to help each other to assist, to rectify anything to make the quality of everything to be better.
Yeah, and I guess it's how challenging is it for you? I mean, not having grown, you know, worked in the F&B industry before, but how challenging or how easy is it for you perhaps to get that consistency that people would expect, you know, when they walk in there?
Okay, because I've been the wholesale sales supplier for 17 years, mm-hmm. So I've been in touch with F&B outlets, and I do actually talk to them there sometimes. So when they share ideas with me and share their experience with me, so all this actually helped me in managing the daily operation and everything, any problems that I met through. So with the advice from our main franchisor, so everything is actually minimized to like better, yes.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's really good to hear. The F&B industry, of course, it's a challenging industry anyway, you know, pre or post-pandemic, and has been more so over the past year. Talk about what you've learnt in setting up this franchise, a piece of advice that you can pass on to those who want to work in the industry.
Okay, you have to consider the time you can put in the F&B industry because it's, as we can understand, that it's a long hours kind of thingy. So you have to put your full commitment in it and have the support of your family.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah, and a good team, I guess, behind you as well.
Yes, correct.
Okay, so when you are in the kitchen, Carmen, I know which items on the menu that you like at the Joy Luck Tea House. They all sound fabulous, by the way. But, you know, what are some of your favourite ingredients to work with in the kitchen with your team?
The ingredients, okay, you are saying the ingredients you make?
So when you are in the kitchen, either at home or with your team at the Joy Luck Tea House, what do you like? Which ingredients do you like to work with most?
Egg.
Egg.
Yes.
Okay, it's for the egg tarts.
Yes, because egg has so many variety of dishes that we can cook it, we can bake it, we can steam it. So I guess it's a very versatile ingredient that we can do a lot of things with it.
Oh, that's good to hear. I mean, I'm not a huge egg fan. I don't mind when it's in something, but I'm not going to go into my kitchen and cook scrambled eggs, for example. But, of course, it's very versatile, as you say.
Yes.
And you know those egg tarts. I mean, whenever I look at them, either in Hong Kong or here, when you go into an establishment, you see the gorgeous eggy egg tarts. How complicated is it to make them all, sort of formulated in a way? They all look the same. They all taste beautiful. How easy is that to do?
Okay, you have to actually focus on the crust of the egg tart because ingredients putting into together to make the crust is very, very essential thing. It actually determines the texture, the taste, and of course the egg filling that we actually use to make it, because any proportions of the ingredients have to be the exact amount. If not, it would be like too hard for the egg filling or too hard for the crust itself.
Yeah. That's every time that I talk to chefs who bake, pastry chefs, they say you've got to follow that recipe to the T. Otherwise, it's just not, it might just not work out.
Yes.
Okay. So what's next for you now, Carmen? You very, very exciting. You've had your franchise open for 1 week, the Joy Luck Tea House at Sun Plaza. What's next for you now? What can we look forward to next?
I hope to do well for this one outlet and maybe venture into more outlets in times to come.
Oh, fantastic. The same one, Robert Chua's Joy Luck Tea House or something else?
Maybe the same one or something that the fresh idea from him, we can actually work together with him again.
Well, that's great. And you keep in constant contact with him. I mean, I know he can't come and see you, but did you sort of bounce ideas off him as well?
Yes. He's busy on his schedule, but we actually do contact each other for any feedback and opinions and to make the whole show better and improve daily.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. I look forward to coming up to Sun Plaza and visiting you and trying those egg tarts. I might be persuaded to like them. Carmen, again, details on how we can find you.
Okay, we are located at Sun Plaza, the unit 01-13, just right next to the entrance on the second unit opposite McDonald's.
Ah, okay. So, and I've heard nice things about that mall as well, where you are. So, I look forward to visiting. And thank you again so much for talking to me on Eat Drink Singapore.
Thank you.